This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Republican Congressman Ken Buck says he will not run for re-election. In an interview on MSNBC, Buck cited his party's election denialism as well as Congress's inability to tackle problems as reasons for leaving. His district is the most conservative in Colorado, with a nearly 27-point Republican advantage. There will likely be a big field of primary candidates for his seat. We'll have more updates on this story throughout the day, both on air and on our website. Attorneys for former President Donald Trump have begun laying out their defense today as they fight a Colorado lawsuit seeking to bar him from next year's primary ballot. During a hearing yesterday, an expert in right-wing extremism detailed how Trump's language on January 6th encouraged violence. However, the judge questioned whether that view was shaped retroactively by the storming of the Capitol.
What we're seeing with all of this is it's all kind of in 2020.
Trump's attorneys will start calling witnesses today. That list includes a Republican congressman from Texas who helped bar the House doors when rioters tried to break in. President Biden is investing $5 billion in rural America. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports Colorado will get some of that funding.
More than $2 million from the Rural Energy for America program will help Colorado farmers and rural small business owners make improvements to lower energy costs and increase energy efficiency. Another $13 million from the Regional Conservation Partnership program will go to the Northern Front Range to improve natural habitats, protect drinking water, and reduce wildfire risks. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Highs along the Front Range and the Western Slope today are in the mid-50s. Coming up next, it's the BBC NewsHour. Stay here.